We're back.
This is a great example.
We're back. Thank you.
Yes.
Sorry for the delay.
Of someone who takes up an inordinate amount of time, creates a hostile workplace, and refuses to abide by the time, place, and manner that it is our right to set in the limited public forum, which is what city council meetings are. As I was saying, I was surprised to learn that I would have to use my own time and financial resources, both of which are limited, to obtain a stalking order against someone who was stalking me because of what my job is, because of my role. And as far as I know, when I was elected to city council, I didn't give up all of my rights. I am also a member of the public. I am also the people, as Lightning likes to say. And it's just unacceptable to treat anyone the way that we are sometimes treated. I want to thank the chief city attorney, Tracy Reeves, for taking the initiative to draft this new policy. Commissioner Hardesty and her policy director, Derek Bradley, for making sure this effort was brought forward and that we all took part in its support. As you can see, it's an emotional issue for me. I love this job, and I'm good at this job. This behavior by a couple handfuls of people has changed the way I navigate my city. It has limited the way I interact with the public. It makes me feel isolated and less connected to the community that I'm supposed to be represented. And it's so disappointing to hear from people who I often agree with and I respect that they don't think that I deserve to feel safe and have support from the city in order to do my job. I vote aye.
Wheeler.
The city attorney needs the ability to act quickly to protect the legal interests of the city, especially now that those interests are increasingly under attack. And I appreciate the Tracy Reeve for coming forward and actually giving us a couple of credible examples where that has been the case. And we also have an obligation to protect our employees. While we are the government, we are also an employer. And those who seek to work for the city of Portland in any capacity have a right to a safe environment. These changes allow the city attorney to help employees who have their personal safety threatened because of their city employment. I obviously support these changes. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted.
Thank you.